Hi, this is Ani.
And this is Katie.
And this is
Not Okay Cupid. Where I take Ani on the, a little bit of a pause in dating, but, you know, now we're back on track. This crazy world of dating.
It was a bit of a what do you call those, a siesta? No.
A sabbatical.
A sabbatical, yeah. From dating for a second. Yeah. Life did not stop, obviously, but we just stopped talking about it for just like a minute. So now
yeah,
we're back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It was like a kind of a busy January, it was also my birthday, so we paused for a minute and kind of unplugged. So
yeah,
now we're back.
Let celebrated Katie and all her wonderfulness and
yeah.
What a badass bitch she is, you know?
40,
all
the 40, good 40. I'm in the 40-40 club.
Which, by the way, we definitely need to go to the Jay-Z place, the Jay-Z 40-40 club. If it's still open, of course, after this whole pandemic thing and after, you know, once we solve a world crisis, whatever. Yeah, like, then we'll go, you know.
After that, definitely. I'm in. I'm down to clown. Yeah. But no, it was great. It was a great birthday, and I feel, like, happy with where I am. So, you know, life is good. And we've been trying to catch up. Like, it's not for lack of trying. It's just, you know, like, it's hard. And then when it's finally have free time, like, my kid's here, and, like, you know, it's just, here we are.
Yeah. Listen, guys, it's a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And I will say, you know, we also kind of, like, got, like, a barrage of work thrown at us at one time.
Yeah.
That also made things a little bit more challenging. You know, it was just a lot going on, and sometimes you kind of need to, like, put some things aside for the benefit of mental health and awareness and all that stuff. And you know, it is what it is.
And I will say, a lot of people have been reaching out to us that they've been binging all of the episodes, like, since the beginning, so I'm excited to put out a new episode today because we have a lot of new listeners. So
I will say I do, and I don't know if this is something, but I would really love to at least organize once world crisis has ended and we find some level of peace. After that point, I do think that it would be really fun to do a date night sort of show, you know, something to celebrate all the sort of work we've done and maybe inviting some people out and having them bring their first dates with them.
Yeah,
just kind of do a really fun,
like a mixer.
You know,
we can do a Not Okay
like a mixer.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
Where we can all talk about how horrible dating is in the beginning, but also how wonderful it can be, according to Katie. maybe not according to me.
Always to the bright side.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and I, like, think that's a great
idea.
Maybe
there'll be single people there. Like, we can, like, you know, hook you guys up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, all like, after this things. Pandemic, there's going to be a lot of single people, I think. So, and I think people
so
are going to be ready to really,
and,
like,
super, super thirsty people, too. You
yeah,
know?
And just get out and, like, have a good time and be positive. I have a lot of hope for 2021, and things have already, like, started to turn the corner. So I think it's going to be a good year. Uh-huh. So I want to start, actually, how do you want to start? Because so many people have been reaching out to me, asking me about Spanish Vikings. Do you want to talk about that first, or what do you want to start with? Because we're all dying to know.
Yeah, well, okay, so I am currently still seeing him.
Okay.
That term I use lightly because I haven't actually seen him in a month.
Wow, okay.
Which is a lot. And
yeah.
I think that's, I feel like I've been biting my tongue around you, Katie, because I've been really wanting to talk to you about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and crazy check myself and all of that stuff. And I'm like, no, we have to record.
Yeah. And just so, like, all our listeners know, like, Ani and I talk every single day. And sometimes we do really try to not talk about that type of stuff, not that type, but about Ani's dating life, because we do want to save it for, like, the more, you know, just on the fly reaction. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, obviously, sometimes if you need to bounce shit off me, you should do it, you know? Anyway, tell me what's going on.
For
sure, I'm dying to know.
Sure. So we've been hanging out, I guess, I would say about once a week, roughly, is what it was panning out to. Sometimes once every other week, right? Not anything big, but I did notice that, okay, so in the beginning, I just realized that it was quickly turning into a hookup only situation. I guess I put that with kit gloves on a little bit, because I do think that, like, when it just, it's because we're not going out anywhere, right?
Yeah.
So it becomes instantly like you get this feeling of like, are we just going to each other's places to like hook up and that's all it is? Like, but I guess like the reality is like we do have like dinner or like drinks and stuff, like, but it's all in the same place, right?
Yeah. It's hard because like we can't go bowling. You can't go to sleep no more. You can't go to a bar. You can't, like, the
you can't
only
even,
option.
Like, really go for a walk because of the snow these days.
No,
you know what I
mean?
The
only option is to sit outside at a restaurant, and that fucking sucks, you know? Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, but also, I understand there are creative dates that you could actually do. You know, there's museums. There's so many things that you can do. So to end up just going over to someone's house over and over again can get in a little, you know, monotonous.
Well, and all, like, so let me then quickly sort of follow that up with, because like what you're saying is completely valid, right? Except every time I've brought, so I basically told him, look, I think this is heading into like a hookup situation and that's not what I'm looking for. I was very honest with him because I was like, you know, put my big girl pants on for a second and be like, be an adult, just tell him how you feel, right?
When was this?
And I said, this was like the week before your birthday. So like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
4 weeks ago? How long has it been now?
3 weeks. 2.5 weeks since my birthday.
Okay, so then it would have been three and a half weeks.
Three and a half weeks.
Yeah. Is when I told him, like, listen, like, I like you and I like hanging out with you. I think this is turning into a hookup situation because all we're literally doing, it was like the first date was the only date we actually went anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Second date, he came over to my place. Third date, I went over to his place. Fourth date, I went over to his place again. That's when I kind of started getting annoyed. Then he came over once. And then when he came over, he is apparently super allergic to my cat, right?
Okay.
And got sick afterwards from allergies or whatever. And so we were supposed to have plans before your birthday. I remember that we were supposed to like meet up, and I had told him, look, I really need you to like step it up a little bit. Right. Because I don't want this to, I want to feel like I'm going out with somebody and not just hooking up with somebody.
Yeah.
And he was like, totally understand, you know, it's just this whole thing. And like, my parents, I just don't want to get them sick. And I'm like, you use this excuse during Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Of like, I don't want to go out anywhere because of my parents and I don't want to get them sick. Cool. I understood it because he was seeing his parents literally that weekend, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I get it. You know, like I put myself in that position and I would probably say the same thing, right?
Absolutely. You were
understanding. But he hasn't seen his family. Yeah. He hasn't seen his family since Christmas, right?
Right.
So like this excuse of like, I would totally take you out, but my family, right? I'm if you were to see your family like every weekend, I would understand it. Like if you were just this super family oriented guy or whatever, cool.
No, bullshit.
Yeah.
Also, like there are dates that you can do that are COVID safe. You know, like you can go for a walk through Central Park. You can go to the Botanical Gardens. There's so many things you can do that are COVID safe.
I found a fucking like three different drive-in movie theaters that we could go to.
Yeah.
Why am I the one researching this though? Like, I mean, I'm not saying I shouldn't ever have to. I will. But like, if I can find these things, he can definitely find these things, you know?
Yeah. It's just laziness.
It's like laziness. It's funny because he's not a lazy guy whatsoever. If anything, I think he suffers from being a workaholic, right?
Yeah.
Which is another factor to add into this is like, if it's not the, I can't go out anywhere because I'm seeing my parents, it's the, I would love to hang out tonight, but I'm just so exhausted from my job. And I'm like, dude, it's fucking same here. And I'm still putting on lipstick and like Spanx. You know what I mean? Like,
also,
you
want to
talk
you...
about tired? How about wearing 4-inch fucking heels on a night after you've worked like a 9-hour shift all day long? You know what I mean?
Damn,
like,
you wear 4-inch heels? I'm impressed. It's
January. After
I know.
All, I will say, by the way, that was one of the high points of the whole weight loss thing is that like now I can wear these heels. And yeah. I'm like, man, I am like Tina Turner in my apartment. Yeah. Like, I'm just wearing them whenever I want to wear them.
I love a good pair of heels and lipstick. There is nothing better. I can't wait because I feel like, I don't know if you feel this way, when I go out in New York now and I'm wearing lipstick or I'm wearing like a little bit of a taller shoe, I feel like everyone's staring at me. They're like, where's she going? You know, because like there's nowhere to go.
Fancy lady?
Yeah. Who does she think she, and it's like, feels, whereas like, that was one of the things I always loved about New York, is you could get as dressed up as you wanted and no one even, you know, thought
anything
strange.
They all assumed you were heading somewhere, right?
Yeah. So now, like, I miss putting on lipstick so much. Like, I cannot wait.
Who's this bitch in the Sea Town with the red lipstick and a platinum heel?
She's gonna put on a mask.
Who does this bitch think she is? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, no, I hear you. But I don't know. It's tough because, like, I don't want to, like, generalize men, but most of them don't really know how to, like, make a good plan. It seems like from all the girlfriends that I've talked to, it's generally them making the plans. And I would say in the beginning, a guy will like make an effort once or twice, but, and you know, I'm not telling you to like,
lower
your expectations.
I think that's the problem though, is that I'm not even getting the beginning.
Yeah. The bare minimum.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And also you
that's
have
why,
the conversation.
Cause I understand that like, yeah, and I say this to guys all the time. They're like, well, like, if you guys want fucking equality, why do you still want, like, chivalry? It's fucking bullshit. And I'm like, because for the rest of our lives, we're going to be planning shit, motherfucker. That's why, right? Like, because for the, after we get into the relationship with you, then we do have to choose all the things. Why can't you choose the things at the beginning? You know what I mean? And show me what you fucking got when you're trying.
One of my favorite scenes in any movie was from White Men Can't Jump. When Marissa Tomei is laying in bed and she goes, I want you to get me a cup of water. And he's like, you know, okay, baby, okay. And she goes, no, I want you to want to get me a cup of water. I want you to want to. And that's exactly right. We want you to want to do it. Like, and if you don't, like, fuck off, you know? Like, it's so not hard. And also in the beginning of a relationship, you should just so want to see that person that even if you're so tired, you're like, who cares? Let's just kick it. You know, like, it's been a long week. Let's kick it. Like,
I saw a video recently of a guy and he was surprising his wife. And the funniest thing is like what he was giving her was so to anyone else, right? To any other guy probably, or any like romantic comedy movie that you see, like, It seems like such a small, tiny thing. And I was watching it going, that's what I want.
No,
and the whole
totally.
Thing was like, the guy was just saying, he's like, hey, babe. She's like doing her mascara. He's like, hey, babe, let's go shopping. She goes, yeah, okay. We have a baby to take care of, right? And he's like, no, we don't. I called my mom. She's coming over in 30 minutes to start babysitting. He's like, so here's what we're going to do today. And all of a sudden she's like putting on her makeup. She starts like pausing, like looking like, what? You know, like it's such a surprise to her. And he goes, we're going to go to Target and then we're going to go to Home Goods. Right. And then she's like, really? And he's like, yeah, then we're going to go get some pedicures. And she's like, what? And he's like, and then we're going to get brunch. And she goes, mimosas? He's like, yeah, mimosas. We're going to go get mimosas. And then afterwards, we're going to go to Chick-fil-A. And she goes, peach shakes. And he goes, peach shakes. And she's like, ah, and she like screams and like runs off excited. And I'm like, what a basic ass day. And yet
I would
be just as excited about it. You know
me
what I mean?
Too. And also that guy is going to get laid for the next 6 months. Like happily.
So many BJs.
Happily.
Like so many.
Happily. Yes.
Like BJs with zero intention on getting any kind of payback
peach,
BJs.
Peach
you know what I mean?
Peach shake flavored BJs for the whole
exactly.
night.
Exactly.
The whole night.
Yeah. All him. It's all about him at that night.
Or, and we've also said this before, and I think our friend Lewis did this for Valentine's Day for his wife last year, write her a poem. It's so dumb. So dumb. Even if it's the stupidest, stupidest poem.
Oh my God. She will still cry her eyes out.
Or write down 10 things that you like about her. If someone did that for me, I would be a puddle on the floor. Like, it's just, I guess the point of this whole thing is not for us to sit here and bitch. It's really just to say, like, it's not hard. Like, just a little bit of effort feels so good when, I don't know about you, I just feel like I put in all the effort, and it's just, like, I'm tired, man.
I feel like, I think what's sad about it is that I expect to put in all the effort. All I'm asking for is a good beginning, right? Give me something.
Yeah.
In the same respects that guys need something for the spank bank, put something in my romance bank, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So that I can at least look back at some point and be like, yeah, he did this thing once and it was so amazing.
No, but I would say that our spank bank is a romance bank. Like, we get off to that shit, you know? Like, bring me a rose and I'm going to fuck you. Like, it's not hard, you know? Okay, it might not be that
It
easy.
Works on The Bachelor every fucking season.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, oh, God,
so,
this
anyways,
is making me sad. But, okay,
listen,
well, we're going to turn it around.
Listen. I will say, so I told him that, right? Then he was like, I'm going to take you to go. And then I said, we can go anywhere. We can go to a museum. We can do whatever. And so then the next response was, okay, so let's go to a museum. Let me look up some stuff. And I'm like, fine, I'll take it, right? I came up with it basically, whatever we're going to do next. It's like I planned it, but fine. Let's do the museum thing.
Yeah.
Then he said that he wasn't feeling well because of the allergies of my cat. That turned into, now I have to work a lot, so I just don't think that I can take you out this week, right? And then the next week was your birthday and we were doing all that sort of stuff. And and then the following week when I got back, he was like, yeah, listen, I've just got so much work to do. And the week afterwards, it was like 1 week of like, I'm going to stay indoors because I've seen a lot of people and I'm just going to like quarantine for a week. Right. I was trying to be safe. So I'm not going to see you this week. And he's like, I understand, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The following week, I was like, okay, I think I'm good to go. I've gotten tested twice. Like I'm doing pretty well, all that stuff, you know? And then he was like, yeah, I just have a lot of work right now. And then the snow happened, and then it was because of the snow he can't meet. And then he called. So I was like, well, I guess I'm just not going to see you then ever again, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, let me call you tomorrow. And so then he called me on the phone and basically told me that he's really busy. But that he does definitely want to see me and he's sorry. But that like, he's also super busy. And that was it. And that's been where we've kind of left off. And
when was this?
This was on Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
Wednesday or Thursday. One of those.
And have you chatted since or made plans since?
He texted me, I think the next day or whatever. We were texting a little back and forth. And then I think I ended it on basically me. I then had too much wine, really. I said, you know, in a jokey way, but also in probably a very realistic way. I say, well,
what is
why
it? Drunk,
is it that
drunk
we're not gonna
feeling, drunk feelings or sober thoughts?
Drunk feelings. It was drunk feelings, but still trying to keep it light. I said, why is it that we're not making out this weekend? Right? Like joking.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, I've just got so much work. And I'm like, dude, I've just given you the in. You know what I mean?
For like, a booty call. For a booty call.
Yeah.
And then
did
you respond?
Well, he had said something about work. And I said, oh, well, you know, you better finish that up sometime soon because I'm starting to forget that face of yours. I said that pretty face of yours,
sweet.
I think is what I said.
Yeah, sweet.
And he said no, and I said, hey, it happens. And at the same time, I started talking to a new guy.
Okay, good.
Because I kind of feel like, if this is indicative of a pattern that's going to be set,
I couldn't agree more.
I don't know if
more.
I want any part of it anymore. You know what I mean?
I couldn't agree more. I don't want you sitting at home waiting for this guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Look, you've given him every in. Like,
yeah.
Come on, dude. You know, like you deserve better than that, especially in the beginning. This is supposed to be the love, fun, happiness part, you know, and understanding life is busy. And you have been understanding. It's not like it was the first time and you were like, fuck you, you know, like you really have been understanding. So I'm glad that you're kind of looking around because
I'm starting to phase them out because I feel like it is what it is. And I get it. And by the way, I'm not saying that me, this woman he's just met, maybe how long has it been now?
Like 2 months.
That I expect you to put me in front of your career. That's not what I'm saying, right?
No.
What I'm saying is the reality is that you're not really working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right?
I agree.
There's got to be a day or two or three here or there where you have time.
I agree.
If I'm not part of the people you want to see when you have time off, then that's a much bigger problem, right? And I need to understand that if you're not in a place where you can date anybody right now in general, then you shouldn't be dating in general. You know?
And I mean, you're not asking to be his first priority. You're just asking to be a priority. And I think when you start to date someone, that should just be that's obvious. It's when you're bringing someone into your life as a love interest, they should be a priority. You know, understanding some people have careers, some people have kids, some people have family obligations, but that person should be put into the rotation, you know?
So, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
At least, if it wasn't sometimes, yes, we all get very crazy busy and we don't get to see the people we want to see. Then make a plan. Just make a plan, you know?
Yeah.
But from what I've heard so far, he hasn't, there's no future in it whatsoever, right? Because every day he's busy and it's okay, well, then I have nothing to hold on to.
I actually think what you're saying is super valid because it's even if you guys talked Wednesday, he should have been okay, I am going to make it happen Sunday afternoon. So I'm going to work super hard to get that. You would have been great.
Yes.
Cool. You know?
I would have been super happy. Even if he had said, on Wednesday, he said, listen, come rain or come shine, next Wednesday, you and I are going to see each other.
Yeah.
At least yes, it's a while away, but I would have been okay, cool. I'm going to give you this week then to get whatever shit you need to get together. And I get that sometimes we all get crazy busy, but at least then it holds me to some kind of a moment, right? And then if he can't make it that Wednesday, then I know it's definitely over, right?
Yeah,
But I'm not even getting that. I'm just getting this sort of strung along thing, and which sucks because I know that I keep going back and forth about the guy, but obviously you start to develop feelings if you hang out with somebody long enough and sleep with them and all that stuff, you know?
And I was developing
feelings for him. Yeah, there's an attachment there, and I need to there's so much of an attachment, by the way, that me talking to this new guy made me feel weirdly guilty about it.
Yeah.
And I was no, that's not fair. That's not fair, right?
Yeah,
he's not allowed to put me on the hold shelf and then not ever see me, right?
Correct. If you guys have said I'm not seeing other people because of whatever reason, that's different. Yeah. But it doesn't sound like that those conversations have been had. So
exactly. Yeah.
Then you are free to roam the country.
Yes.
You know?
Like kung fu.
Yeah.
So
I have one question. One more question. You're starting to get to it. So in the beginning, when you first started to date this guy, you were I don't know, because of all these, Woody Allen, whatever, the Nina Pinta, Santa Maria.
Right.
Do you think that you are starting to develop feelings for him just because he's convenient and physically it's good, or do you think that it was just bumpy in the beginning and actually this could be a real person for you? Let's just putting aside the past 3 weeks.
I thought that the more I got to know him as a person, the more I started to like him.
Yeah, right? And that's fair. And also, if you don't know right now, that's okay too. You're still getting to know him.
Yeah. I don't think that I was in a place that I was he's the one. Not by
fair.
A long shot.
Yeah,
but I
fair.
Did see something at least that felt legitimate for the first time in a long time. Because
worth,
I do think that he's not a dick, right? He's a dick about fucking Christopher Columbus and Woody Allen. But he still is the guy that when he came over, he would bring a bottle of wine over, right? When I would go over there, he had dinner like ready kind of thing, or, well, I'm sorry, ready. I mean, ordered on Seamless. But still, that counts. It counts in New York. So there were parts of that that I really enjoyed, and I felt like, okay, there's effort there. And I did like the phone call, right? That felt like a legitimate something or other, because it told me that he at least understood that he was kind of dropping the ball, right? And he wanted to make sure that, you know, he could talk to me about it a little bit, right?
But again,
like, I also don't know him well enough to be like, oh yeah, I could definitely have fallen for that guy, right? I thought there was something
worth getting
at least
to know
a little
him
bit
more
meaty, than a lot of the other people I've dated in the past.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
I was just curious. Have you heard from Seinfeld?
yes, I did actually. Oh my God. Yes, he texted me, I don't know, like a week ago, maybe? Out of the blue. Haven't heard from him since like way back, like basically when the last time we made the episode, like our
last
like episode.
Yeah, like the holidays, like New Year's.
Uh-huh. That was legitimately like the last time I talked to him. And then he had said, he basically said, I've got an idea. Why don't you come with me to get this tattoo? That could be a fun date. And I said, dude, that's not a date. That's an errand, right? Like, I'm not going to come do errands with you. You got to fucking like show up, right? Like, make a date. And he said, okay, ha ha ha, I will. And I said, okay, just call me. Like, you tell me where to go and I'll be there. He's like, deal. Never heard from him again, right?
maybe he thought that was him making an effort. I don't know. And then maybe by you saying it that he was kind of like, oh, and it hurt his feelings. I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
I was like, just make a date. I'll
be
there.
I have hope for Seinfeld. I don't know. I just feel like.
I do not, because.
Okay. Well, then if you really know, then no.
Let me put the final nail in that Seinfeld coffin for you, because he texted me a week ago and just with an emoji that's the hand waving.
Yeah. Oh, like, hi.
Mind you, I have not talked to him in I don't know how long now. At least a month, right?
Oh, gross.
And
okay.
Yeah. And all I texted him back was a GIF of Frank from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Danny DeVito.
And it's just, Danny DeVito going, nope. And then he texted me back an emoji of a thumbs up. And that was the end of it. That was the final chapter on Seinfeld. That was the final episode of Seinfeld, you know?
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Well, good season finale. Very apropos
on a joke,
for that
right?
relationship.
Yeah. Also, like, let's be honest, like, do I really want to be left in the woods by myself? No. You know?
No.
Let's get real here. Because I would want to go camping. And if he's not going to be a camping guy, like, I don't know what to do with you, dude.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about the new guy.
So this new guy I started texting with about a week and a half ago or so. Adorable, like bearded, sort of like, I'm trying to think of who would be his equivalent, like a Zach Galifianakis-ish look to him, but taller, right?
Okay.
That seems like about right. And so I'm definitely going to call him the dad. Because he's got a 9-year-old, right?
Oh, that's fun.
He's got a 9-year-old son. Really cute, like all that stuff. Okay. Well, so we were supposed to, we've been texting back and forth. He's like, you know, you ever want to go get a coffee or something? And I was like, that sounds great, you know, whatever. And then recently on Wednesday, he was like, well, what if we did like a, I'm sorry, he said on Friday. He said, would you be interested in doing like a Zoom meet up first to see if like there's even something there, which I was like, ugh. So I said, well, yes, but not today, to be honest. Like, I am all zoomed out today, as you know, Katie, like,
yeah, it's been rough.
One heck of a Friday, right? That just wouldn't end. We were even doing a Zoom call at like 9:30 at night. Like, it was just a lot, right?
Yeah.
And I said, I really am all zoomed out, but I can do tomorrow, right? I can rally, right?
Yeah.
And,
good for you.
Yeah. And he was like, okay, great. Let's do that. Saturday came and went. 7 o'clock hits, and I was like, all right, I'm going to text him. Screw this. So I texted him. I said, so are we still doing the Zoom chat today? I'm just making sure, like, what's going on? And he said, oh, I'm so sorry. I have my son. I can't. And I was like, oh, okay. He's like, I'm so sorry. Like, my wife dropped him off, and, or my ex-wife dropped him off, and I believe the way he said it was his mom dropped him off, which is a weird passive. And I didn't expect to have him today, and I'm so sorry, this and that. And I was like, that's fine. I get that, you know, I get it. I wish he had texted me, right? Because if you're going to make plans with somebody to talk or whatever, like, you should at least let them know if you're going to cancel on that.
Also,
right?
he was the one that suggested it.
He's the one that suggested it. So, like, why are you not following up, right? So
this is why I don't think Zoom dates are Zoom dates aren't fun. Just like make it just meet in person.
Yeah.
God, exactly. And Zoom dates feel like you're on a business interview. You know,
an
like
interview. Just, exactly right.
Ugh,
yeah.
Gross.
It's an interview. It's 1,000% an interview process.
And you can't have that like sexual chemistry over a telephone line. I guess some people can, but like, you know, I
mean, some people can, but like you. Yeah, it's just not good. Either way, it's not good. And like, I'm sorry, of all the times to not be aware of yourself, I would say the date is number one, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You watching yourself on a date is fucking horrible.
Yeah,
the whole time you're like posing, right? You're posing yourself correctly in a way that you think makes you look prettier. And that doesn't put you in the moment, right? That takes you completely out of the moment. You're completely, you know, obsessing. So he said, tomorrow, I could do tomorrow if that works for you. And I said, maybe I'll have to see how my day goes. Because to be honest, like, I'm not going to be at your fucking beck and call, right?
Yeah.
So all things aside, I think this is where I kind of wanted to talk to you about it. Because he seems cool. He's maybe a little Boy Scouty for me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, you know what I'm going to say. I think you should meet him before you make any decisions. But
for sure. But here's the part that kind of trips me up the most. Okay, so I think he just recently got divorced. Because I said, we were talking about dating or whatever. And he's like, how long have you been dating? This and that. And I was like, 3 years. Like, I took a break or whatever. And he's like, oh, why'd you take a break? I'm like, I don't really know if I need to tell you all this stuff. But I was like, yeah, I was focusing on the career. Like, that was kind of like what I came to New York to do. So yeah. I really wanted to make sure that was number one on my list. And then now I'm in a really good place. So I feel like I could date and I have like a good support team, you know, whatever. And he's like,
I like that you need a support team to date.
I absolutely need a support team. I need a whole podcast of supporters. That's what I need to be able to do this fucking shit. And deal with these goddamn men. Like, it's horrible. So he said, I just started dating like 2 months ago. And I'm like, ooh, you're like brand new. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Brand fucking new to dating.
I wouldn't read into it. I would just go with the flow. Because you never know.
Well, this.
You never know someone's story. You know, he could just be the relationship type.
You could be right. You could be right. I think that but it explained a lot of his behavior, which was the reason I call him the dad. Is not because he has a kid, right? A lot of people have kids, right? The reason I call him the dad is because he's only talked to me about being a dad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, every conversation is, I really want to instill this lesson for my son, and I want to do. And I'm like, I mean, cool, but like, you know, I'm not your son's teacher, right? Like, I'm like a lady you're trying to date, right?
You,
like,
guys,
you should be talking
about,
to me about like you.
Is he funny?
Yeah, he can be, but it's really hard to be funny when the whole time he's talking about like, and he's like sent me photos of his kid unprovoked, by the way, because you know me, I'm not gonna fucking get into your life like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's,
yeah.
If someone's asking you for pictures of your kid, be weary, of course. But like he's sending me photos of his kid. Like, I have more photos of his kid than I do of him. And I'm like, that's weird, dude. Like, are you looking for a mom replacement or are you looking for a lady to date? You know what I mean? Because it just seems a little too much of like, these should be steps. You know what I mean?
I would say, yeah, I think you guys should have met first before he started with the kid photos. But that being said, he's just being who he is and he's just being open. And he's probably, I mean, I don't know his past, but I can guess that maybe he's dated people that aren't fully comfortable with him having a kid. So maybe he's like, this is who I am, you know? So I don't know. I like people that have kids because I just feel like it's, you have, I don't know, like they're open.
No, I do too. Yeah, to be honest, it answers at least the question for me of like, oh, thank God. So then they're not going to expect me to have kids, right? Like,
right, that is
for me an actual relief because I'm like, oh, great. You had your kid. That's great. Like now you've checked that part off of your life and you're not going to expect it out of me, right?
And
be disappointed when I say I don't want to have kids. But like I get all of that part. So that there's a relief to me when I'm like, oh, they have kids. Great. Cool. Check. Right.
Yeah.
I just think it seems to me like it's too much about his kid and very little about him. And so it makes me feel like, are you just looking for like a nanny?
Yeah.
Essentially
yeah.
like a mom replacement or something? Because like,
it should be a little sexy in the beginning, not all like
it's
about, you know,
zero sexy. I will say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I
like
don't know.
Zero. Maybe. Like I even have made jokes and he's like, oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you should be able to make jokes. But do you still want to meet him?
I mean, I guess I do. I am not thrilled with the way the whole phone call thing went out because, you know, like don't make plans with somebody and then just not follow through with them. That, you know, and then blame your kid about it. Like that wasn't your kid's fault, actually. That was your fault. You know what I mean?
Classic. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That was completely on him. Not on his kid or his ex. Like totally 1000% on him.
Yeah.
So all right. Whatever.
I don't know. I think you should still try to meet him or zoom in.
I think
or
if
whatever.
Anything, just for the fact that I need to start moving past the Viking, I think.
I agree. Yeah, you need to get that ship a sailing once again.
Yeah.
Get it into someone else's harbor. Or their ship needs to come into your harbor.
I need to be porting more, right?
Yeah, you need to be ported a couple times. And then again
in the
morning. Wait,
I thought he was the ship. He's
need to
the
be
ship,
ported.
Isn't he?
Who?
Yeah. I'm the dock. He's the ship? Or he's the dock.
Correct. You're the dock. He's the ship.
I'm the dock. He's the ship.
Yeah.
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 I need to be ported. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I? I don't know. I don't know shippery.
Yeah. Yeah. Ship language.
Nautical. I don't know Taylor. Nautical terms.
There you go. That's the term.
That's the term, not shippery.
You're not... Shippologicals? No?
No. Oh, God. But yes, you need to be ported morning, noon, and night. But
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm sorry that things have been a little bit down, but we're going to keep going.
We're going to keep going.
And by we, guys. I mean you. And I'll just be here supporting you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're my support team.
I am. I'm on standby.
As is anyone that listens to this. Support team.
Yeah.
Consider yourselves. That's going to be the t-shirt we should make, by the way, is I'm on Ani's dating support team.
What's that?
I think we should make t-shirts that just say, I am part of Ani's dating support team.
Yeah, I agree. We'll sell the merch. We do need merch.
Yeah. We do need merch at some point.
Well, once we start making more than $13 a month, we'll get some merch going. Although that's probably how we could make more money, but I don't know. We'll see.
I bet that's exactly how they make money.
What?
I bet that's exactly how they make money, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Who knows? We don't know what we're doing, guys. This is the last thing we know how to do.
We really don't. I mean, I will say, I don't know, last episode... the sound was so bad, and that's totally my fault because I fucked something up. So, like, look, this is a little homemade podcast, okay? We're getting better. Uh-huh. I bought a microphone. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I didn't have the right cord for the microphone today, but next time I will.
The effort is there. You know what it is? Is that we are that homemade birthday cake, right? You know, the one that's like kind of like leveled off to one side, and the frosting doesn't go around the edges because it's still inside the actual cake pan.
Yeah.
You know, and the letters are a little bit like janky because they were poured from that little tube thingy
as opposed to beautifully written. At the end, you don't have enough room for day for birthday, you know? So day is on the next.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's us.
Bertha. It's happy Bertha.
Yeah.
But you know what? Guess what? That cake tastes fucking better than the store-bought shit.
Yeah.
It's always better.
It does.
It's always better because it's homemade. That's us. We're the homemade, crappily made birthday cake that you cannot get enough of.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I fucking taste great. Maybe. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But yes.
Great.
Well, our sound will get better, I promise. That way you can hear all of my white men can't jump dated 90s references.
Love
it. So, yeah. I'm only getting older, guys.
Yeah. and wiser, maybe? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm getting wise. I think I'm getting way wiser. I am. I'm way wise, yo.
God. But, so that's this week's episode.
Yeah, it was a good one. And I think we need to start going more weekly. So we're going to do that. There's a couple people that have reached out to us to say they have stories. So we're going to get an interview or two going here. But this week's episode of Not Okay Cupid. We are available on Spotify, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Alexa, Apple Podcasts, or really wherever you get your podcasts. So thanks everyone for listening, and everyone say a little prayer that Ani gets ported this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please. I need to get ported, guys. Like so
a hard port. Hard port.
Did you say a whore port?
Hard port. You can't hear what I'm saying because it sounds so bad.
Yeah,
I'm working on it. Yeah, I promise, I'm working on it. All right, everyone. Take care.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Bye.